This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 Jurisdiction Subgroup Meeting Number 49, I believe it is, not 48, October 4th at 1300 UTC. Let's briefly review our agenda. After the administrative minute, we will complete our discussion of the OFAC recommendation and spend the bulk of our time on the applicable law and choice of venue recommendation, which some of you have been working on all week. Hopefully more of you have looked at it during the week since it's always available on Google Drive Docs. So then, time permitting, we will review our proposed issues list and our what's left of our timeline. And after that, any other business, if there is any other business. So with that, let's take care of the administration. First, does anybody have a change to their statement of interest? Seeing none, let's move on. Do we have any audio-only participants? I hear none as well. Has Cavus Arasta's dial-out been successfully completed? Cavus, well, hopefully that dial-out will be completed quite shortly. I see a note from David McCauley that he is the phone number 4154. He looks like he's been converted in the participants list. We note apologies from Raphael Beauregard-Lacroix. I believe there were also apologies from Jorge Concio. Perhaps they were sent to me and not the list, in which case we will fill in any apologies and make sure they're of record. With that, let's move on to the discussion of the OFAC recommendation. If we could put that up, please, the proposed final version. Thank you. Thank you, staff. So this is the OFAC recommendation that we have been looking at for some weeks now. We've had an extended discussion of the possibility of adding certain additional suggestions to it, and those were circulated one last time a few days before this meeting. And based on the activity on the list and in our prior meeting, it appears to me that these additional suggestions have not gained traction. There were a couple of suggestions based on some of these proposals that were added to the final recommendation. The last sentence, which was seen last week in suggest mode and now has been accepted, and the addition of at the earliest possible time on the fourth and fifth lines of the final recommendation. So we have, when I sent this around, you will have seen a note on that reflects the discussion we had on last week's call. And it's my assumption that we will include this note when we send it up to the plenary. So let me read that note out, since I didn't prepare a PDF of it. During the preparation of this recommendation, the subgroup considered an email where a registrar declined to do business with a potential reseller based on the registrar's policy of not doing business with people with Iranian passports. The subgroup also learned that this registrar, which had been registering domains for a number of Iranian nationals, refused to continue to do business with them. The subgroup has concluded that, to the extent these instances are related to OFAC, the concerns raised by these instances are adequately covered in the recommendation already without any additional changes. This is not in any way a comment on the validity of these particular concerns. The subgroup will consider creating stress tests based on these scenarios. Are there any questions or comments about this note? Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. No, Greg, I think I don't want to reopen the discussion, but please read the chat. I have mentioned what has happened at the call, at the end of the call, and I have also mentioned that the very general scenario that could be further developed and it could be further proceeded accordingly. I don't want to take to read it verbally. It is on the chat. You kindly may look at that one or read it yourself, and that is the idea. I think that I was alone at that meeting. There was no other people supporting. There were other people having sympathy, but you said that that was sympathy for the resolutions of the problem, but not the resolution of the issue. So I don't want to rediscuss that, but this is my minimum requirement that I request you and distinguished colleagues kindly to look at the matter with a favorable consideration and to allow that a stress test be provided. I am sure that our main architecture of the stress test in the work stream one, Mr. Steve Del Bianco, would be so kind and could make the first draft as he has done it for 40 stress tests on the work stream one, has considerable experience, competence, and background on this. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Caboose, and thank you for your note in the chat. I just want to add something to the remarks in the chat, where it was said that media reports of actual companies is the wrong way to raise my concern. That's not actually what was said. We asked for the media reports to be sent to the group, and I asked for that more than once, and no media reports were ever sent to the group, so we have no way to rely on media reports that we don't have. If there are reports in the media that can be sent and reviewed by the group, that would be a different situation. That's not the situation that we have. And then there were examples given, but they both involved U.S. Registrars. Who do have to follow OFAC obligations. We took into consideration what we could in terms of having reasonable evidence in front of us. So I'm all in favor of fact-based inquiry, but we need the facts in front of us. I hope that's acceptable as a remark. Caboose, is that
may,
a new
may
one?
I comment, please? Do you allow
yes,
me to comment
go.
Further? Yes.
Yes,
what I
go.
Said in the chat, it was not my wording. It was wording by Steve Del Bianco that I change the subject instead of I, that means he, I said was, and I put in the passive voice. So it was set at the chat, and it was sent to me in a message, the exact thing that it is wrong, and so on and so forth. Whether it was what you said, but in fact it was set at the meeting as such, that is, does not have any importance. The importance is that you kindly said that, yes, it should be addressed in one way or other without any relation to the OFAC. And some other people also mentioned that, yes, we should consider to see to what extent we could cover that point. And Steve mentioned that, yes, a scenario for a stress test. And in fact, the wording of the scenario is his wording, but not my wording. I just make a sort of modification to what he sent to the to me and what he said in the chat and put it that. So take it as such. The importance is to have a stress test and to proceed with that. And the scenario is just the first thing that he put in the chat and he sent it to me, and I modified it slightly linguistically to replace I, that means Steve, with me, that means Caboose, and so on and so forth, to make it valid for the chat. But in fact, it is not my wording. It is wording of Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. My apologies for misunderstanding your note, and thank you for clarifying. I do recall that Steve remarked in our last meeting that using individual examples with the names of individual companies is not the best way to give examples for purposes of policy development. The facts can be disputed. People can feel singled out when others may have the same issue and so forth. So it was you were in fact citing to we're not talking about the fact that we didn't see the media reports, but rather bringing back and reminding us of Steve's thought that a stress test framed as a hypothetical is a better way to draw attention to a scenario or situation than to use specific examples, isolated anecdotes. As such. So I agree with you and I agree with Steve on that, and I think that is in fact what we did in Workstream 1 and should be the way forward here as well. So I appreciate that, and thank you, Caboose, for helping me to understand and to remind me of the context of those remarks. Let us now see if we have any questions, comments, or the like with regard to the OFAC recommendation in front of us. Caboose, please go ahead.
Yes, Greg, I'm sorry, I don't want to further comment on what you asked to the people. I'm just asking that whether you also indicate, as you put in the note, that the meeting agreed to proceed with a draft of a stress test, and perhaps if I don't want to ask Steve, because I don't want to bother him, but and Steve was kindly invited to help, as he has told at the meeting that he will help in order to prepare this draft. If you could kindly address that in one way or other in the record of this meeting, it would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. The group has not discussed the stress test, and we do not have time to develop the stress test before the draft goes up. I think that the stress test is something we would consider separately as a project, if possible. We'll have to figure out how that works in terms of the process. But I'd like to ask if there is anybody who is opposed to creating one or more stress tests on hypotheticals related to OFAC, assuming that there is a way to get stress tests into the final report. If there's anybody opposed, please give me a red X. I see no red X's, so I would say that the group is favorable toward creating a stress test if that can be done in terms of process. I will note as an aside that the bylaw that creates Workstream 2 states that we should follow the same route as Workstream 1, and that did involve stress tests. I'll also note that none of the reports so far have had stress tests, so perhaps a subsequent decision has been taken that stress tests will not be relied on to the extent they were in Workstream 1, but that's above my pay grade as a mere rapporteur of a subgroup. Let us, Caboose, is that a new hand? I'll assume that's an old hand, Caboose. Phil Corwin, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. Just so I fully understand this recommendation, I typed a question in the chat. In the final, next to last sentence, it says the ultimate goal is enabling transactions between ICANN and residents of sanctioned countries to be consummated with a minimum friction. My question is what the word residents refers to. Is that only individuals, or does that also encompass business organizations and other entities that are not human beings? Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. That's a good question, and I think a good catch. The intent certainly is to embrace business organizations and other entities. So I think we can change the word residents to entities without considering this anything other than a final document. So.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification.
Thank you. So I'd like to see if there is any opposition to considering this a final recommendation that can be sent up to the plenary for consideration. If there is any opposition, please put a red X. If you're on audio, please indicate your concern on audio. I see no red X's. Therefore, we can consider this a proposal approved by this meeting and can be sent to the plenary as indicated. We will do so with the note in email that was in the email attached. And we will change the word residents to entities so that it is clear that we're not just dealing with natural persons. I see a couple of questions in the chat. I'm just checking. Chris Wilson, do we have a sense of costs ICANN will incur when seeking OFAC licenses for a specific registry or registrar? We do not. However, it has been ICANN's practice and custom seek such a license each time that a registry or registrar applicant has come to ICANN to contract to take on that role, and that they have not refused to do so. While we don't have a sense of the costs, I note that it is a an online application process, which is not to say that it's as easy as signing up for a contest on the internet, but that it is a relatively constrained process, and is, at least in my opinion, kind of a minimum necessity for moving forward. I see after that a note from Tiago Jardim. Greg, I need to consider this further before acquiescing to it. I have a phone number. 581, please. I see a note asking 5838 to identify themselves. They haven't done so yet. If they could do so, please. Caboose, please go ahead.
Yes. Yes. You know, Greg, I am not as quick as many of you to replace resident by entities. I have no major problem, but I request you to kindly maintain residence in round bracket deleted with revision mark in order that I study to see whether the replacement of resident with entity would have impact. I did not comment on the whole recommendation because it was not prepared by me, by others, but immediately at the meeting, changing resident to entities, I need to further clarify that I have no major objection, but at least I would like not to lose track of that for the time being. If I found any problems or some other people find any problem, is it possible, please?
I see a suggestion from Tiago that it should be specified the entities are residing in the given location. I think that's a suggestion. We could say residents or and other entities residing in the given location, and thus retaining the word residents as well, and making sure that we've covered as broadly as possible the coverage that we have. So hopefully that will be acceptable. Let's see, I think I saw a hand up from Bernie Turcotte. Bernie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. Can you hear me?
We hear you well. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a timing reminder here, folks. The meeting, there's a plenary next week, 11th, and that's already pretty much full up. And then is the last plenary before Abu Dhabi is on Wednesday, October 18th. Per our procedures, for the plenary on October 18th, the documents have to be in October 11th, which is basically 1 week from today. And that has to be a final draft report, so it can hopefully go through two readings without a hiccup and then can go to public consultation. And you will remember that the co-chairs have been very specific since the month of May. If a full report is not handed in for that 18 October plenary by the 11th, it cannot be included in the final recommendations because it will not have time to go through the full process. So I would encourage you to think strategically here. if we're going to produce a very short draft report, given we have limited recommendations, that we do have to meet those timelines. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. Important points. So I think we'll need to take one. Well, Bernie, let me ask you a follow-up question then. And maybe we have, I think, two options, neither of them ideal. One is to submit the OFAC recommendation now for next week's plenary, and then submit the remaining, what seems to be the only remaining recommendation we'll complete, which is the choice of law and venue recommendation for the following week. Or we could submit them as a package for the following week after having considered that recommendation in today's meeting and next week's meeting of this group, and create a basic wrapper around it so that it's framed as a report. So just like your thoughts, Bernie, on whether we should submit this piecemeal, and as you note, the meeting upcoming meeting already seems to be full or filling up, or submit as much as submit what becomes our report in one piece for the following week. Bernie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. It's really the group's decision, but at this point, next week's meeting was mostly to complete carryover material from the 28th of September meeting, where modifications were to staff accountability ombuds, complete the reading of the HR. So I think that's going to be quite full. My recommendation to you, as I say, it's the group's decision, is I would reach as many conclusions as I can for recommendations, and I would submit them as a package. Also, given you're not going to get, as the Americans say, too many kicks at the can on this one, I would keep it as lean and as clean as possible. On a final note, I will remind everyone, as per Sam Eisner's comments on the choice of law thing, is that really only ICANN and the GNSO can initiate changes to the registry and registrar contracts. And so I would not get into too many details on that recommendation. And if there is support for a general approach, probably that would be best, given the timing considerations and the approval process for those changes that's built into the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie, and I think that provides a good segue after taking Cavus to move on to the next recommendation to which you refer. I see we have Cavus. Please go ahead.
Yes. While I tend to agree to great extent to what Bernie said, but I think there is not a direct relation between the choice of law and venue and OFAC. And I think that that may take more time, even at 18, when we not be finished that one. So I suggest that we submit, because I'm not happy with the OFAC, but I can't do more than what I did. I think you submit the OFAC to this the 11th of October to meetings and so on and so forth. I don't see any problems, because this stepwise procedures was agreed on the overall work stream too. I don't see that we should have a package. Otherwise, you would put all the recommendation of the entire orchestrating two together and send it as a package. I don't see has any direct relation with the choice of law and venue. It's entirely different issues that came during the discussion, deliberations, and so on. So I suggest that if everybody agree, just if and only if everybody agree, you proceed with the text provided by Tiago instead of replacing resident or residing by entity. Put the way that Tiago mentioned and send a clean recommendation with the note that you have prepared to the 11th of October. I'm sure that will go through immediately because I don't see that much discussion could happen because what was to be discussed has already been discussed during these 46, I don't know how many meetings we had. So I am in favor of dissociating this from the choice of law and venue, if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Kubus. I'll note that all of the other subgroups have submitted final report or draft reports with all of their recommendations in one package. So we would be following the process of Workstream 2 by submitting one report up to the plenary rather than submitting pieces. And I think there is obviously a relationship between the two because they both relate to the question of ICANN's jurisdiction and its relationship to enhancing ICANN's accountability. That is, after all, what this group was constituted to deal with. However, let's get a sense of the group. As Kavus notes, it is a group decision. If you want to submit the OFAC recommendation alone for next week's plenary, please put a rabbit up in the chat. And if you wish to submit a complete report for the plenary of the 18th, which needs to be due on the 11th, to submit a complete report, please give me a turtle. Abstentions will be counted as turtles. Tiago, please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. Hello, everyone. This is Tiago speaking for the record. Before I think we undertake before we try to see what's the position of the subgroup on this matter, could you please clarify about the requirement? You mentioned that subgroups are submitting a whole report for the plenary, and then you suggested that we should be doing like they've been doing these other groups. Is there any mandatory requirement that requires us to follow the course proposed by Bernard, instead of following Kavus' suggestion, I would be tempted to agree with Kavus, and I think it would be good and in line with the method that we've been following in the subgroup to submit just the OFAC recommendation at this point, since we somewhat agreed to submit puzzles as they appeared and as we were able to agree on specific issues, meaning that issues that were not discussed and covered and remain outstanding would eventually be discussed if time allowed. So I think it would be in line with that approach to submit all the finalized recommendations that we have at that point and then try to move forward and discuss more and more issues. So I don't think it would be a good idea to wait to have a package and submit the whole package. Thank you.
Greg, this is Thomas speaking. Sorry for interrupting.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to briefly let you know that I have joined the call. I'm traveling, so I'm on audio only. And if you go to the poll at a later point, I am very much in favor of submitting individual recommendations to the plenary so that it has an easier time digesting the recommendations out of the subteams. And I will go back on mute now. I should also add that I will only be able to stay on this call for roughly half an hour.
Thank you, Thomas. So given that remark from our co-chair, which would encourage us to submit the OFAC recommendation for next week, subject to clarifying the term residence in one place. We can go ahead and do that and then submit everything else that we want considered by the plenary on the 11th. That is basically in 1 week's time. After that, the work of this group in producing recommendations to be made part of the final report of the CCWG Workstream 2 will be over. So in response to Tiaga, there really is no additional time for discussing other recommendations. Even if we submit the OFRAC recommendation today, tomorrow, whenever the I think the due date is at 23:59 today, for next week's plenary, by 1 week from today, we'll need to submit all remaining materials to the group. And so we have the recommendation that will be in front of us momentarily, and a basic wrapper of a final report, and that would be about it. Unless we're somehow rapidly able to consider and submit any further issues and recommendations from our issues list. So again, let me see if there are rabbits or turtles. Rabbits to submit OFAC only. Turtles to submit the whole package in a week. Abstentions will not be counted as rabbits or turtles, but as abstentions. In the absence of any remarks to the contrary, and given the remarks of both Cavus and Thomas and Tiago's rabbit, I will indicate that we will submit the OFAC recommendation on its own for the upcoming plenary, where there will hopefully be time to discuss it, or at the very least, it will give the plenary individuals more time to digest it and to discuss it on the list, and thus allowing for maximum time to review as opposed to the minimum time by submitting it just at the deadline. So I see in this case that we will submit this. I see a remark from Tiago Jardim. Fair enough, important issues will be left out and we may not be in a position to support the final product. I assume we is Brazil, and we'll have to dissociate ourselves from it in order to show that the jurisdictional problem remains for the most part unsolved. There are a number of jurisdictional problems. I'm not sure which ones you would say relate to enhancing ICANN's accountability, but that is a subject about which there is probably endless discussion. And unfortunately, our group is not endless. So with that, I will get the solve that one issue of the word resident, submit this up to the plenary, and see what the comments are. And then now let us work on the recommendation in front of us to move it through. So if we could put the choice of law recommendation up, staff, that would be helpful. And that wraps up our discussion of the OFAC recommendation. So here is the applicable law and choice of venue recommendation. This was seen last week in the group with a lot of things in suggest mode. There's been considerable discussion over the last week on the call and a number of changes made as well. What I did for this meeting was to put into accept mode, in other words, not in color, everything that seemed to be the end result of the discussions so far. And then I added some additional suggestions, which are in suggest mode, to clarify the remarks in here, and to also just edit for clarity and style. There's also one set of suggested stuff in the choice of venue section that may need to be further resolved. So hopefully you have been reading along with this as it's been created. I don't think we need to do a full verbatim reading unless someone wants to put us through that. We only have 45 minutes left on this call. But I will see if there is any, if there are any objections or concerns with the background section, these six paragraphs, noting that this will be submitted a week from today. There's still more time to wordsmith this document, and most importantly, to resolve our key recommendation regarding choice of law in registry agreements, as well as the choice of venue, which I don't mean to say is less important. It's perhaps just less involved. So the background section really just provides largely an introduction. And I think notably and following on Bernie's remarks about how the RA and RAA are in fact changed, I will read the penultimate paragraph. Rather, this recommendation should be understood as suggesting possible changes to the aforementioned contracts, changes which, as stated above, would increase ICANN's accountability. So that, in general terms, is the framing of this recommendation, and we'll need to make sure that the it's expressed that way throughout. So there may be some editorial revisions. The issues section just states briefly each of the three issues and describes them briefly. Are there any remarks on any of these three issues paragraphs? I had one question myself on the third issue, choice of venue provisions and registry agreements. There was a suggestion made by Jorge in the second sentence to add the word general before choice of venue provision. And I'm unclear what that adds or what a general choice of venue provision is versus any other type of choice of venue provision, especially because we don't at any point distinguish between types of venue provisions in our report. So I'm concerned that adding that would actually confuse. Unfortunately, Jorge is not on the call, but I will direct him to this and see if he can answer. Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, my question perhaps goes to Jorge, who may not be in the call, but I don't know whether he meant by a general choice, if we use the term or word general in a different way, saying that the RA generally contains a choice of venue. Because I don't know what does it mean, general choice. Choice is choice. Particular choice, general choice, I don't know. Maybe he has a more wider or more comprehensive view than me, but I don't know what really he meant by general as an adjective or pre-word for choice. Perhaps he wanted to say that the RA generally contains a choice of venue. Just a clarification. If you have another view, please kindly clarify whether the term general is the correct term before choice or we put it in a different context, different way.
Thank you, Caboose. To be honest, it's a mystery to me. My speculation is that it is referring, without going the whole way, to a general choice of law provision that covers the entirety of the document, or rather a choice of venue provision, or rather a specific choice of venue provision that would relate only to certain provisions of the agreement, or which would require multiple specific venue provisions, so that, for instance, anything related to payment was dealt with in court, but anything else was done through arbitration or something like that. In other words, more of a what we've been calling the carve-out approach. That's the only thing I could think it means, but we don't suggest anything specific like that about venue, nor, so it seems to me it confuses the issue, to put it there. I see Tiago has some remarks in the chat, which I'll read out and see what other people think about this. Tiago says, I would ask the deletion of the first six words of the first paragraph of the document, including its footnote. There is no need to restate the document that is referred to in footnote one, which is the Workstream One report, nor is it necessary for the purpose of this recommendation for any of us to venture into an interpretation about the mandate of the subgroup in relation to matters that go beyond the recommendation at hand. Further, if the subgroup submits this recommendation, it stands to reason that this is within the mandate of the subgroup. I see a response from David McCauley. I agree to delete the first six words. Do not see this effort as aimed at ICANN's overall accountability. David, just to clarify, would you also remove the footnote? I assume the answer is yes, but just want to see if that's the case. In any case, I see a David says yes. I see a hand from Caboose. Caboose, please go ahead.
No, that is an old hand. Sorry. That is an old hand. I'm sorry.
No problem. Does anybody else have any opinions, suggestions in response to Tiago's suggestion to delete the first six words and the footnote? I'll ask once again if the person with phone number 5838 could identify themselves orally or in the chat, please. We don't like to have mystery guests. I see no hands on this point. What I suggest we do then is in the Google Doc. I don't know, Tiago, if you have access to the Google Doc, if you could strike that out as a suggestion. Or if you don't have access, I'm happy to do so. Enter the Google Doc and enter the suggestion, and then put that out to the list when we put out the next version shortly after this call. Tiago, I'll be happy to make that suggested change. Okay. So I think that takes us with that one suggested change and the discussion of general, which I'm going to suggest that we strike out, but make sure that Jorge gets an opportunity to respond on that in the next draft. So I think that actually brings us now to the possible solutions section. And we have the choice of law provision in registry agreements. The conversation has further... David McCauley, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Great, thanks. David McCauley for the transcript. I wanted to make a general comment in this area, but it sounds to me like you were going to make a preface to this, so I'm happy to wait until you're done.
Certainly. What I've said is that while this conversation is still open and resolution hasn't been finalized, that it does appear to be a reasonably strong base of support coalescing for recommending consideration of the menu approach. Again, this would be framed as a suggestion and not something that ICANN must adopt if the board approves it, but a suggestion. That said, the menu report, the menu recommendation can be very high level or have some suggestions, but I think that trying to cement at this point what exactly the menu would be would both be going into implementation and also provide another opportunity for endless debate when we have an end coming very shortly. With that as a opening remark on this section, I'll turn back to David McCauley. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Greg. David McCauley here again for the transcript. I appreciate what's been said on the list and what you just said, but I'm here arguing in favor of the status quo position, and it would be my hope that that's what we do. With respect to the menu option, it's my belief that it's more complicated than it appears at first, and that we need to, as I said on list, we need to check with those practitioners, those contract practitioners that actually live with this language day to day, ICANN legal registries and registrars. I understand what you said, Greg, that we won't get into the implementation if we make a suggestion about the menu option as to what options there should be, but there will be options that are chosen if this is ever implemented. Recognizing this is just a suggestion from this subgroup carries some weight, and so I think it should not be made lightly. If we did not make a suggestion in the menu option, then we would basically be at the bespoke option, subjecting ICANN possibly to 190 different interpretations or so. So my concern is that with the menu option, ICANN won't have the ability to negotiate. Right now, there could be disparate laws governing because the governing law clause doesn't state what it is, but it's up to the negotiating parties, and if ICANN has a particular concern, it can manage to that concern in its negotiation. I would also mention that we have to recognize that registries, whatever boundaries we choose for the menu option, registries may have their location in Area 1 and deal with registrars in multiple areas. Registrars might be located in Area 2 and deal with registries in multiple areas. The complications in the contracts are sort of mind-boggling. And so I think that this couldn't be adopted, even as a suggestion, without asking for serious input. And as Bernie noted, unfortunately, we're out of time. And so I would suggest that we stick with the status quo as a consequence of that. That's basically my concern, and I did check with my colleagues, as I mentioned, and that's the way I feel. I do think that this has not been discussed for months. It has been on the list as a proposal since August, and there have been some discussions, but I think it was just in last week's call that we really sort of crystallized it into the five options that were on the table. And so I think this is a timely discussion, and unfortunately I think that the only available option is the status quo. Thank you.
Thank you, David. So one second here, as I have some technical difficulties. Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Greg, unfortunately, I cannot agree with David. If a process at its current stage seems to be complex, it doesn't mean that people should agree with something that they have expressed their dissatisfaction for decades. I think there is room to improve that. Finally, it may go to a PVP or other process, but I think the idea seems to be interesting, and I don't agree with David that it goes to 192 or 193, if you're talking of the countries, or 205 of the territories and countries. I don't think that. It might have more than one, but I think a group of countries may get together to have one single law which is applicable. For instance, Western European country may go to one country law, and some other sub-regional may go to another. So I don't think that we end up with 192 or more. We may end up more than one, but that facilitates the issue, and the details should be worked out. So I do not support eliminations of this menu, which seems to be an interesting idea, no matter who has put that on the paper, Rafael or other people, but I think we have to further discuss that. If we didn't have time, I have no problem. We go a little bit more in detail of that, discuss it, and but the idea and the context and the options is interesting and need to be further pursued. And I, by this occasion, I apologize, Thomas, I misunderstood his or misread his message. But I express my disagreement with David. I hope that he would not be unfriend with me because I have not agreed with his proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose, and I see Wally agreeing with your remarks. Just to briefly respond, and of course, we must disagree without being disagreeable, and it's not personal when we hold different opinions. Hopefully we come to consensus or something like it, regardless, and it may not be anybody's opinion that ends up as the consensus. Just briefly, I would say that while I agree that input from registries, registrars, and others will be useful, I think the best way that we could do that is through public comment on the report, and perhaps as we did in Workstream 1, we specifically highlight the desire for comment on this suggestion. But of course, we hope that people comment on everything, so that may not be necessary. Secondly, of course, this will need further review and study, and that's all we're suggesting. We're not suggesting that that an implementation plan be the next step, but this is a good opportunity to put this thought into the stream, since unfortunately there is no PDP process that would be assembled to amend registry or registrar agreement. And this issue is in front of us now, and I think has been reasonably well fleshed out. And I think that with the appropriate language, which I hope I've done some work toward reaching in this section, it would make it clear that the 190 country option is not the favorite option, or at least that, you know, it raises concerns. Of course, I'd also note that while that is a potential option or potential outcome, for better or worse, we do not have registries or registrars from anywhere close to 190 countries, and maybe not even 90 countries. So, but that's just an aside. Overall, I'd like to get a sense of the room as to whether we take David's suggestion and just strip this down to the status quo, or perhaps just leave these as options without making any recommendation toward any approach, or we continue along as we are with the menu approach being the common ground. I have I see Wale has had to leave, but he's already noted his position. So if you support David's suggestion to have no recommendation, then please give me a green check. I see two green checks, and one from David. Not a surprise. Thank you, David. And now, if you do not support this, please give me a red X. If you do not support limiting to the status quo option, give me a red X. I'll count Caboose and Wale, who has had to leave, as red X's. I see additional red X's, three more red X's. I think the X's have it, and clearly based on Jorge's work in the group, I would count Jorge as a red X as well, since he's contributed much to this section. Wouldn't want to ignore his contribution or his position. So I think the X's have it. I think in that fashion we have also confirmed that the menu approach will be the recommended approach, a recommended suggestion, not a recommendation to be adopted as an activity or a required action of ICANN. Caboose, please go ahead.
Yes, if you allow me just a little bit of sharing with you my experience. It is about 22 years that I'm dealing with similar subject, that a problem has been identified and solution was sought. And the reply to that, the first reply by some people is no change, means the status quo. However, the advantage of that, everything will be simpler. But now, big disadvantage that the requirement and objectives of under which the problem was identified is not met. So it is a big disadvantage. So I don't think that we could just simply say ignore that. We could mention disadvantage. That means we failed to address the situation. And we don't know yet. So I don't think that we should abandon this good idea. It might have some shortcomings, maybe some corrections, maybe some refinement, but I suggest that we continue to further develop that. And one option would be no change. That will be on the table within the recommendation, and then we go with that to the CCWG plenary and we see what we can do. But we could not eliminate that from the very beginning. We should maintain no change, and we should go to the other options. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Please take your red X's down. down? I think we've made a
No, my red is up. No, my red is up.
I know. I'm not talking to you, Caboose. I'm talking to the people who have actually. You still have your red X up. We've finished. The X's prevailed. So let's move on to discussion of the menu approach section here, since I think this is the approach, the one that needs specific attention in this meeting, given press of time. The rest of this should be reviewed on the list. So what we have here, and I will read a little verbatim, it has emerged from the subgroup's discussions that, aside from the status quo, and actually I'd suggest removing aside from the status quo, because I think that's just confusing, there is a common ground whereby increased freedom of choice for the parties to the agreement could help registries in tailoring their agreements to their specific needs and obligations. This would overall result in a menu approach whereby the laws governing the registry agreement is or are chosen at the moment of its conclusion. Such choice would be made according to a menu of possible governing laws. There are a couple of open issues I see with this paragraph. One of them goes back to David's remarks. Whether this is a choice that is made only by the registry or whether it is a negotiated option negotiated between ICANN and the registry, or whether there are some, we suggest that there be criteria for the choice if it's not on the menu. One would hope that if ICANN approves a menu, they would be happy to accept anything on it, but we can't necessarily assume that at this point. So that is a kind of a next level question that perhaps we don't resolve, but that we the question of David, we're discussing the question of whether the menu is a choice made solely by the registry. Or whether it is a negotiated option, or whether we would have some criteria by which a choice would be made by the registry. Now, that can be left to implementation, or at least to the further exploration of this, and perhaps the best thing to do is to note this as an issue that would need to be resolved, rather than recommend a unilateral decision, especially given the contracts, are typically not unilateral, and noting that some believe that ICANN's contracts often end up being unilateral in ICANN's favor once the base registry, once the base agreement is determined. But that's getting into the weeds. So that's one issue. And my suggestion would be to raise that as an issue and not try to resolve it, but make sure it's clear that that's an issue and that we haven't come down on one side or the other of that option. Second is the remark here that the laws governing the registry agreement will be chosen at the moment of the agreement's conclusion. I'm not sure why we need that level of detail, but if we get there, it would seem to me, as someone who negotiates a lot of agreements, that one would want to decide the law of the agreement early in the negotiation rather than at the end, because that would influence any remaining negotiations and how the agreement would be read overall. So my suggestion would be to remove that detail, rather than get into that, because it is really an implementation detail. If there are objections to anything I'm saying, please let me know. These are not final decisions, but these are going to be edits to go into the next version of this document. So that those are my thoughts on revising the first paragraph. There may be some minor wordsmithing changes here as well. But those are kind of the substantive points. Moving on, this is some new suggested language from me. But again, it's only a suggestion at this point. I'll read verbatim again. This menu needs to be defined. It may be best to leave it to ICANN, working with the GTLD registries, to define the menu options. The subgroup discussed a number of possibilities, colon. The menu could be composed of one country from each ICANN geographic region. The menu could be composed of a small number of countries from each region. The menu could also include the status quo, i.e., no choice of law. The menu could also include the registrar's jurisdiction of incorporation as a choice. The menu could also include the countries in which ICANN has physical locations. Conceivably, the menu could include every country in the world. The subgroup has not determined what the menu items should be. However, the subgroup believes that a balance needs to be struck between the freedom to choose, or at least negotiate for, a particular choice of law, and negative consequences from unchecked proliferation of laws to which the standard base registry agreement is subject. A proper balance is likely struck by having a relatively limited number of choices on the menu. I'll stop there and see if there are any questions, objections, or the like on this point. I see none. Obviously, this document will remain open as we move along, but I've tried to strike a reasonable tone here. David McCauley, please go ahead.
Greg, thanks. David McCauley again for the transcript. And while I support the status quo, in as much as we're going to move forward, I would have some comments on this. So the way I understood the menu option is that there would be the five ICANN regions, presumably, and within those regions there would be a governing law chosen. And you're right, I think it would be implementation as to who gets to choose, that kind of thing. But this menu, this list of options, ending conceivably the menu could include every country in the world, that goes beyond the menu option as I understood it when it was first proposed. And I'm sorry, I hadn't read this prior to the call. So I'm just worried that the way we're presenting the menu option, it sounds almost like it could go all the way up to the bespoke option. So it just seems a little bit broad. And I think that the complications that I was referring to earlier are thus even more complicated if we present it this way. Thank you.
Thank you, David. In preparing this list, I went back and reviewed the conversations on our list for the last few weeks, and I agree the initial discussion of the menu option, the first time it was crystallized, I believe it was by Becky Burr as suggesting the regional option. But the discussion did move on, and I felt it was important to document the suggestions discussed within the group, while at the same time indicating some level of value judgment among the suggestions in the full paragraph following the menu. What I would suggest, both for David and everyone else, is that they go to the Google Doc and put in suggested editorial changes on this point, but consistent with the common ground approach of a menu option. And if you're not able to access Google Doc, please send along a word processor document such as a Word document with suggested changes. Or if that's not available to you, just send an email with your suggested changes, and we'll take it from there. Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, Greg. For this one, I tend to agree with David. If you put the last bullet, conceivably, the menu could include every country in the world, you already mix up the bespoke option with this menu option. So I suggest that you delete the last option, and for the reason that it is implicitly included in the other option, which is bespoke. That means all countries of the world could have their own law for that, which has this disadvantage that people mentioned for that. So I think that if you agree and other people agree, you delete the last option that you have added, because you have mentioned the concept of this last bullet in the bespoke options. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. I thought then that perhaps we should eliminate the last bullet because it does seem to create a capacity for it's an edge case, and it creates the capacity for kind of pushback on the menu option overall, and it's not an option that was specifically supported as part of the menu option. It is slightly different from the bespoke option in that the bespoke option actually, and perhaps that's not the best name for it, maybe it's the home country option is a better name for it, that the option is that the registry has will choose or will get the its own country's jurisdiction as the governing law, but not that it could choose any. Under the menu approach, if we had every country listed, a U.S. registry could choose South African law, if it so chose. But I think that it makes sense to remove this option. Obviously, it can be suggested down the line in some other forum, but there's no reason to draw attention to it when it at least overlaps with the bespoke option and is not really in the spirit of the menu option, which I think the spirit was a limited menu and not an unlimited menu. So I will take that as a suggestion and delete or indicated suggested deletion of the final bullet. Thank you, David and Caboose. And it's good to see that so quickly after being on different sides of an issue, you are on the same side of an issue. That is the multi-stakeholder way. We have only 10 minutes left in the call. I suggest that people read the advantages and disadvantages section and see if they agree. Obviously, we need to be fair and in both the things we agree with and the things we don't agree with in bringing out the advantages and disadvantages. The remainder here is really a listing of the other things considered. And then we need to take the common ground approach and essentially reiterate it in the recommendation section at the end. Which now that we have a path forward, I can take a crack at essentially reiterating it there. We need to move to discussion of how we're going to produce our draft report. Caboose, I see your hand is up, but if you could be brief, we need to discuss our overall path forward. Caboose, please go ahead.
Yes, Greg, again, my experience. We have had in other forum than ICANN the issue of any options to have advantage and disadvantage. We found out or ended up that some people, they like a particular option. They put many advantages to that. Some other people that dislike the option, they put many disadvantages of that. So advantage and disadvantage perhaps should be in some informative way, but rather than formative. Should be just leave it that views was expressed about advantage and disadvantage as such, but it is not meaning that the opinion of the group was this. We could put it as the views expressed by the proponent of advantage and disadvantage and put it in a status of informative rather than a formative one, because I have this bitter experience that the method is not liked by somebody, put many disadvantages, and method liked by somebody else, they put many advantages. But finally, the people they're selecting, they don't take into account advantage, disadvantage, because that may not have end up to anything. The views may be entirely different. So this is by a suggestion. Don't delete them, maintain them, but giving them some sort of either annex or reference as informative and under the title views expressed about the advantage and disadvantage of any of these options which are summarized below or attached, but not as something that the group should confirm that, because we may have some difficulty with any wording of advantage and disadvantage. This is just by way of suggestion because of the time, but if you want to continue with that, I have no problem personally. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Is there any other support for Caboose's suggestion on revising all of the advantages and disadvantages? Well, this will be open for discussion, of course, on the list, but we do need to complete this in 1 week's time, as well as completing the wrapper, if you will. So we do need to discuss how we will get to a final, to a draft report. The suggestion is that we will have a basic report wrap around the recommendations that we have. I think, Bernie, if I could ask you, we've had some thoughts, I think, about how to get basically a generic report wrapping around the recommendations, which we would put on the list and agree to at the next meeting. It would not be a fulsome report going on at length, but enough to get us into a report mode. And we would have to do that without two full readings, but we would have time on the list, plus a reading at next week's call to finish it up. So that would be my suggestion, is that we would get a basic report around this, the recommendations, and submit that in 1 week's time. Noting that we will submit the OFAC recommendation to the plenary list today. I believe it's today as the deadline for that. So that would be the plan. Bernie, is that consistent with what you think will work from a logistical point of view? Bernie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. Well, it's really up to the subgroup, but I'll just reiterate that report of the draft recommendations has to be in 2359, 11 October, if it's going to be at the 18 October plenary. Now, I'm sure that if the group is okay with it, we can try and cobble something together, which I think should not be overly worrisome for anyone, just stating where we started, what we went through, and where we ended up very shortly. And then the core of the doc would be the recommendations as agreed. But that, I think, that's the best we're going to be able to do, given the timing. And also, something to consider here is that, given the global timing perspective, we do want to, it's probably advantageous to have a shorter report, as the plenary will certainly have a lot of things to look at. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. And I'll note that our next subgroup meeting is on the 11th at 1900 UTC, so only a few hours before the deadline. So whatever we approve at that point will pretty much just get cleaned up and put to the list at that time. So we only have a couple of minutes left. Would like to see if there are any further remarks on this point. Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead. Caboose, we're not hearing you. Caboose's hand is down. Okay, so that was probably an old hand. So I see some David's remarks, some full report, but not fulsome report, yes. It will at least look like a report, but again, not stray off into a lot of discussions that would mirror the discussions we've had for the last 48 meetings, and which we know would be difficult to get closure on in a week, much less 48 meetings worth, as we've experienced. We hope that we can get that report out to the list as soon as possible, and people can review it and comment on it. With this last minute, just to briefly go over the plan for the next week. The plan is that the OFAC recommendation, subject to cleaning up the one ambiguous word resident, will be submitted to the plenary list along with the paragraph in the email will be the paragraph that is in the email containing our agenda today. Secondly, we will continue and focus on cleaning up and moving on in the choice of law recommendation in front of us. Two specific suggested changes will be reflected initially as suggestions and then adopted if no objections show up. First is to remove the six words at the beginning plus the footnote. Second is to remove the final bullet in the menu. So those will be reflected. I will also reflect the editorial changes discussed in my remarks regarding the menu section. That will be on the list, and we will then return to it at our call next week for essentially a second reading and approval, at which time, and then third, at some point in the next few days, the report itself, or the wraparound of the report to go with the recommendations, will be put on the list and will need your attention. And that, again, will be approved at our meeting on the 11th, and then that will be submitted as our report for consideration at the plenary of the 18th. We are at 10:32, so I would ask if there are any remarks to put them to the list. Finally, we'll wish all the Canadians on this call a happy Thanksgiving, as Canadian Thanksgiving is or was on Monday, I believe it was. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving to the Canadians whose turkeys would be frozen if they celebrated it on the American Thanksgiving in late November. With that, I will adjourn this call, ask that the recording be turned off, and wish you all good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Thank you, and goodbye.